Military-ruled Myanmar or Burma will finish drafting a new constitution this year as part of its pledge for democratic reforms. The constitution contains provisions on power sharing involving the military and civilians. Director for the Burma Campaign UK is Mark Farmener. He spoke to us about the new constitution being drafted and says he doesn't feel that hopeful.
The first step of the roadmap is the drafting of the principles of a new constitution. No one believes that this is going to be a genuine constitution. Positions of power are reserved for the military. For example, in any future parliament, they will have between 25 and 30% of the seats in a parliament. The president and the prime minister will have to have served a certain length of time in the military. So anyone who is involved in the democracy forces will automatically be excluded from leading the country. So this is just a public relations exercise in the hope that it will delay the international community from applying any serious pressure on them.
What is the situation on the ground?
The situation in Burma continues to decline. There are still over 1,200 political prisoners who are routinely tortured. The regime has launched a war against ethnic minorities in Burma, most recently displacing over 20,000 people from their villages, and has been using rape as a weapon of war against these ethnic minorities, even against children as young as 5 years old.